I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Jakarta's recent elections were a clear indication that sometimes politics and persecution can go hand in hand. A new turn of events for the losing Christian candidate has us asking you to join us in prayer. And finding our place in the Great Commission can be difficult, but one ministry's passion is an inspiration to us all. But we'll start today in Indonesia, where in a surprising turn of events, Jakarta's former governor, Basuki Purnomo, was sentenced to 2 years in prison for blasphemy. Basuki was also known as Ahok and was Indonesia's first Christian governor running for re-election. The blasphemy charges were leveled against him by extremist Muslims during the election. And after he lost the election, prosecutors moved to drop the blasphemy charges, and that seemed to be the end of it. But Jakarta's judges ignored the prosecution's advice and moved ahead with the trial and sentence. Asian Access's Joe Handley says this case shows the shifting tides of religious freedom in Indonesia.
When you have false charges that are levied against you, you need the type of environment created where people can speak truth in the midst of court systems and whatnot. And unfortunately, he was taken out because of the more radical elements of Islamic society in Jakarta.
Would you pray for Ahok's encouragement and freedom? And then?
Pray for the country of Indonesia. There is a vast growing Christian population that is, you know, mostly underground. And in the midst of this kind of inflamed situation, they're more at risk. And so I ask you to pray for them.
And in a country where roughly 20% of the population is estimated to have access to electricity, Haiti's main power grid is overtaxed. Of the households, businesses, and ministries that can get electricity, it's common to deal with 3 or 4 hours of power outages every day. Even the government is turning to solar and wind energy now as a more reliable source of electricity. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says they made the shift years ago with a solar-powered inverter that serves her headquarters and clinic in Cap Haitian.
With solar, we also were not spending $1,000 a month on diesel. So on average, we're saving $1,500 a month by going solar, and it's so much more energy efficient.
But the batteries are getting old and need replacing. The ministry needs to replace a dozen batteries for the solar power inverter for around $2,000. The good news, says DeHart, is that when she put out the need on social media,
I instantly got one gal that sent a $200 check for one battery. And then the St. Andrews Presbyterian women came up with five more batteries. So I've got six batteries paid for and need six batteries to go.
For Haiti with Love is a holistic ministry that serves Cap Haitians' physical needs in the name of Christ. If you want to help them keep the wheels going, the links will be found at our website. And finally, the Great Commission begins with a simple command, go. But that begs the question, where do I go? For SOAR International, discipleship happens where there's a need, and that's led them to help orphans in Russia. Joanna Mangione of SOAR says,
I mean, the numbers of orphans all over the world is staggering. It's hard to even choose where do you go first to help because, I mean, it's in our own country. It's just all over the place. But I think what inspires me and what inspires our staff is seeing how at least this is one way that we can be reaching those orphans, that we are reaching them for Christ.
This ministry mindset gives us some valuable insight. While there are many nations, many people, and many needs, we have to remember that nobody can do everything. But everybody can do something worthwhile with what God's given them. And what Mangione says next brings to mind the words trust and obey. God'll do the rest.
I think something that continues to strike me is that we are a very small organization, but to see how much has been accomplished.
For some ideas on how to get involved with this story or any of the others you've heard today, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.